come months of resistance. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Ukraine's military reports Russian attacks in multiple parts of the country. Fox's Nate Foy reports from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Ukrainian defense officials say between yesterday and today, Russia has fired 60 rocket attacks and 15 drone strikes overnight. 10 of those drones were shot down, but it comes just one day after the U.S. announced an additional $275 million in defense spending for Ukraine. A big package is air defense, specifically against drones and Iranian-made drones.
President Zelensky says the eastern city of Bakhmut has been reduced to ruins. A shakeup on both sides of the aisle in Washington after newly independent Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced her departure from the Democratic Party on Friday.
Kyrsten Sinema, always in the middle, now truly in the middle.
Registering as an independent and showing up to work with the title of independent is a reflection of who I've always been.
Even so, Democrats retain Senate control.
It doesn't change the complexion of what our Democratic majority is going to look like in the Senate.
Democrats will still command a 51-49 majority. Sinema joins independents Bernie Sanders and Angus King, who caucus with the Democrats.
Fox's Chad Pergram. The White House continues to defend its trade of a Russian arms dealer for basketball player Brittney Griner while leaving behind former Marine Paul Whelan, who has been in a Russian prison for 4 years. Whelan's brother David calls the swap stupid and unpatriotic.
Doing something to bring them home is a good first step. And if the people who are in power in Congress or in the agencies in the U.S. government don't like that, then they should come up with ways to fix it.
Paul Whelan is serving a 16-year sentence on espionage charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Texas DPS is assisting the Border Patrol to deal with the ongoing surge of illegal immigration and smuggling. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on Fox's Hannity continues to criticize President Biden's handling of the border.
He completely gutted everything that we were able to accomplish under President Trump simply because he wants to appease his far left base. And that does not serve the American people.
DHS says it plans to help Border Patrol process migrants more quickly after it lifts Title 42. The future of Oregon's new gun law is still in the air.
Oregon Measure 114, that was narrowly approved by voters last month, was supposed to go into effect on Thursday, though a judge blocked the law in a suit over the Second Amendment. The state's high court also refusing the state's emergency appeal. The law that faces multiple suits would ban high-capacity gun clips, require background checks and fingerprinting, and mandate hands-on training courses and permitting via law enforcement agencies in Oregon that would be tasked with qualifying or disqualifying people from purchasing guns, in a process that sheriffs and police chiefs say they're not prepared to do. Another hearing on Measure 114 is set for next week. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
John Fetterman will appear in a Netflix film before he heads to the Senate.
The Pennsylvania senator-elect revealing he'll have a cameo in the upcoming Christian Bale film, The Pale Blue Eyes, in which a detective investigates the murder of a West Point cadet in 1830s New York. The creators of the movie met Fetterman while he was mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, feeling he had the face for the role. In a photo Fetterman tweeted Friday, instead of his trademark hoodie, the incoming senator is dressed in a long coat while sporting large mutton chop facial hair alongside his wife, who sports a bonnet. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.